cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, social media, it's incredibly important, not just to you, Katie Greifeld, who right now is probably looking at her Twitter. She is. Here's something that just happened.
I'm preparing for her segment.
She had to go and charge her phone, and it was tough for you to be away from it for like 20 minutes, right?
I was dry heaving. I hope you couldn't hear that on air, but I was pretty nervous.
Okay, well, it's okay. It's your birthday, so we're going to cut you a little slack.
Thank you for getting that in
there. Social media, not just important to Katie, but also to brands. The social media management and analytics company Sprout Social has released its annual Sprout Social Index. They do this each year, and it's a survey of marketers and consumers to try to get an understanding of the current media market, the future media market. The company's been doing this for quite a while. This year, they surveyed more than 2,000 customers for these results. Jamie Gilpin is the chief marketing officer of Sprout Social. She joins us via Zoom from Chicago. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Tim, and hi, Katie. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you with us, Jamie. Hey, big takeaways from this, because I'm wondering, when it comes to social media, you know, consumers, we're really fickle, right? We move from platform to platform, and brands have to understand how to engage us on these platforms. What did you find this year that was different than the previous eight?
Yeah, we do move platform to platform, but we don't give up the old platforms. Like, we just keep adding. Katie, you'd hate to leave your phone. That's probably because you have literally thousands of apps that you're just going back and forth between Twitter and Facebook.
Really calling me out here, Jamie, but you're right.
She's also a big TikToker, Jamie. We're going to get there.
Oh, I'm also a big TikToker. Can't wait to talk about it. And I'm not, can't exactly say that I'm in the millennial generation either. So I love this report, first of all. This is probably my favorite day yesterday when we released it at Sprout. We've been doing this for 9 years. And what's really cool about it is we've seen these trends like ebb and flow, right? And it's what's powerful about this data is it's a juxtaposition between what brands say. So we ask brands, and then we also ask consumers. And then we put those two together to see, okay, what do we need to be thinking about both from a brand perspective, a marketing perspective, but really the overall company. And I will say, I'm going to add another big old platform to this story, because probably the biggest thing that stood out for me from this year's report is not just the interest, but the quick and outsized investment in new technologies, metaverse, AR, VR, like that really came to the forefront. And it probably, the trend for me is like really reminiscent of the early 2000s. Yes, I can go that back that far as a marketer.
Did we even have the internet back then?
Oh, come on. Stop
just
it.
Barely. Like, we were just coming out of AOL.
How dare you, Katie?
We did have the internet. But social was just like coming on the scene, right? Like, Facebook just opened up. You didn't have to have a .edu email
MySpace,
Friendster, right? And marketers were really slow to adopt it. But that is not the case with metaverse. Like, we learned from that we are jumping in. 67% of marketers are planning to invest a quarter, 25% of their budget in metaverse activities in the next 12 months.
Does that mean we actually have a definition for what the metaverse is?
The metaverse is going to change. Just like we didn't have this, I believe the definition of social has also changed tremendously. Like, it is going to change, but brands are trying to figure it out, right? Like, we just had Fashion Week for the first time in the metaverse most recently. And we've got like QSRs like Chipotle playing around with different activations. And so we're going to see a lot here. But this is just the beginning, and I'm really proud of marketers and brands for jumping in a lot faster than we've seen in other times.
The metaverse is definitely one of my bat signals. I could spend an hour on it, but I do want to get to TikTok because it takes up so much of my day. I feel ancient when I'm on that platform. Sometimes I think about the video I'm watching and I say, is this a high schooler? Am I watching a high schooler right now? But it feels like that they've just really burst onto the scene. I mean, a few years ago, I definitely didn't even know what TikTok was. What do we know about that rise looking at this index?
Yeah, so I think this is, again, like brands exponentially investing in things like the metaverse, similar with TikTok. Like it is literally consumer behavior and consumer usage of TikTok has doubled in the last 2 years. You mentioned like you didn't know about it a couple years ago. We didn't really know about it before 2020. And in that time, it has become the number one biggest platform for usage across.
Seems like we might have lost Jamie Gilpin. We're going to work to get her connection back. Katie, I'm going through the report here from Sprout Social. And one thing that I find so fascinating about this is one of the takeaways that they got was that the top platforms consumers and brands anticipate using the most over the next 12 months. These are the top five, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Consumers anticipate using Facebook the most. 71% of respondents said that. Then YouTube, then Instagram, then TikTok, then Snapchat. So two of the top five that consumers end up using the most or think they're going to use the most in the next 12 months, those are owned by Meta Platforms, a company whose shares have just been absolutely beat up as it tries to transition to the metaverse.
Interesting to see Facebook in the top spot there. I mean, I wouldn't have expected to see them. I just think my own personal usage, I really don't. I opened it today because it's my birthday. But
let's get back to Jamie Gilpin, the CMO at Sprout Social, who joins us from Chicago. Jamie, I don't know if you could hear me say that, but I was pretty surprised to see what one of the takeaways that two of the five platforms, and in fact, just one and number one and number three, Facebook and Instagram. How do you reconcile that with the way that Meta Platform, parent company of Facebook stock, has just been getting beat up?
Oh, you can spend a day on metaverse. I can spend a day on the stock market right now, especially with tech stocks. We are also a tech stock. And so I think user behavior, like how the platforms are being used is literally no indication on stock price right now. There's lots of other things that go into that. But if we just stick on behavior, which is what I'm more passionate about, of consumers, this kind of lends to the comment I made before, like we don't leave the platforms that we started on. So consumers that started on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, right? Like, or YouTube, we're still on those. Those are still on our phone. We're still going to those on a daily basis, but we're also adding now TikTok and now the metaverse And so it's really about like the compounding usage, not just that we're leaving those platforms altogether.
And Jamie, in the last 30 seconds we have with you, what was the biggest surprise for you in this report?
You know, it's not necessarily a surprise, but probably more of a takeaway for brands. We know this, like consumers, whether it's generational differences or not, like we want authenticity, we want uncurated, we want real off the cuff type of content from each other, but we also want it from brands. And so TikTok, I think, is like the perfect example of a platform that made use of this just natural trends that consumer was actually driving, where, you know, we don't want the curated content, right? And so how do brands really get comfortable in that type of environment where they're not super produced, right? We're just being real.
That's the name of a new social platform too. Be Real. We can't forget about that one. Jamie Gilpin, Chief Marketing Officer at Sprout Social, joining us via Zoom from Chicago. That is going to do it for this Wednesday edition of Bloomberg Business Week. For the entire Bloomberg Business Week team, I'm Tim Stenovek, signing off for Katie Greifeld as well.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.